Vermont Health Connect, the state health insurance exchange, opened Tuesday with numerous technical glitches. There were complaints that web pages opened too slowly or not at all. Some media outlets, including the Associated Press and VT Digger, made multiple attempts to enter the website, only to have it fail to open. The Vermont Department of Health Access operates the exchange, part of the Federal Affordable Care Act overhaul. Commissioner Mark Larson would prefer there were no website issues, but is pleased Vermonters have access to the marketplace.
We always knew that there would be a lot of people watching our launch here in Vermont and across the country as this milestone in the implementation of the Affordable Care Act was reached. We are pleased with the number of Vermonters who are taking a look. We have taken steps to increase the speed of the website. There's progress left to do, and I think we will continue to find more and more Vermonters coming around and taking a look and starting the process of finding coverage for January.
Vermont Public Interest Research Group consumer protection advocate Falco Schilling believes any time a massive technology undertaking such as the health care exchange rolls out, glitches are to be expected.
It hasn't really shaken our confidence in the ability of Vermonters to get health insurance come January 1st and to start signing up for those plans and really start browsing for those plans now. And this is an essential step on the road to get us where we really want to go with health care, which is a publicly financed universal health care system. This is really that first essential step, because the more effective that we can make Vermont Health Connect, the better position we're going to be in to be able to get the resources we need to make single-payer health care work here in Vermont. So it's an essential step, and it's also a great way for people to access care that might not have been able to get it before.
Commissioner Larson reports that by late Wednesday, more than 20,000 unique visitors and more than 1,200 people had created accounts.
There are already some Vermonters who have been able to create their account and have found a plan that worked for them. We're getting stories that people are finding, in some cases, plans that were less expensive than what they have today and or more comprehensive. We're pleased that folks are being able to get on there and take a look at the plan to make their decisions.
Vermont Campaign for Healthcare Security Executive Director Peter Sterling believes many of the people checking out Vermont Health Connect are seeking information rather than enrolling in specific plans.
The people I've talked to, is no one's actually interested in enrolling yet. They're still figuring out all their options. I mean, there are 18 plans on the exchange. There's a lot of options. And most people, quite frankly, are in the information gathering stage, not the I need to enroll today stage. Because as we know, the exchange actually doesn't start delivering benefits until January 1st.
Coverage begins on January 1st, 2014. Open enrollment in the exchange ends on March 31st, 2014. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.